Hi, it's Hannah Gelbart here, and you're listening to What in the World from the BBC World Service. In this episode, we're going to be talking about Iran and its relationship with Israel. On Saturday night, Iran fired missiles and drones into Israel. You might have seen the videos from it online. There were explosions lighting up the night sky. Most of them were shot down, and there was only one reported injury. But this was the first time that Iran has directly attacked Israel, and it comes after an attack on Iran's embassy in Syria earlier this month. It is widely thought that Israel was behind that, but Israel has not confirmed it. And now, world leaders and the United Nations are calling for restraint to avoid a wider conflict. So, what's going on here? We are going to explain and break it all down for you. Now, I have got just the person to get you all the background you need on this story. I am here with Cheyenne Sardarizadeh, who's a BBC journalist, and he has been monitoring what's happening. Hi, Cheyenne.
Hi.
Cheyenne, these tensions go back a long way, but what led to this most recent escalation?
Yeah, so Iran and Israel has basically been going at it for several years now, but on the 1st of April, there was a direct strike against the Iranian consulate in Syria that killed several members of the IRGC, or the Revolutionary Guards, which is a very, very powerful military institution inside Iran. And since then, Iran has been saying that it wanted to take revenge for that attack and retaliate. And the world has been waiting for it. And it came over the weekend with the sort of drones and missiles that were launched from Iran towards Israel.
Why is Iran and Israel's relationship so fraught?
Well, it wasn't always the case that Iran and Israel were basically regional rivals. But since 1979, when there was an Islamic revolution in Iran and the country turned from what was a pro-Western dictatorship run by king into an Islamic republic, which is an autocracy, the relationship between Iran and Israel changed. And the sort of ruling regime in Iran, which is a clerical regime, where Sharia law is basically is the law of the land over there.
Can you explain what Sharia law is for people who might not know?
Yeah, of course. It's basically the laws imposed by a very sort of strict reading of Islamic jurisdiction. For instance, Iran is the only country in the world, pretty much, where hijab, or covering the hair and also body, is mandatory for women. So since 1979, because Iran has a very strict and fundamentalist reading of Islam and basically views the government of Israel and the people of Israel as basically, in their mind, occupying a land that belongs to Muslims and should be a holy site for Muslims, because in Islam, the Al-Aqsa Mosque in eastern Jerusalem is regarded as the third holiest site. It's also a holy site for Jews and also for Christians.
For people who don't really know the region very well, what's the distance between Iran and Israel?
Well, they're actually not that far apart from each other. So if you actually look at a map of the Middle East, Iran and Israel are pretty much separated by just a few countries, you know, Iraq, Syria, Lebanon and Jordan.
How long will it take to fly between the two?
Well, actually, there hasn't been a direct flight between Israel and Iran since pretty much the establishment of the Islamic Revolution. But I'm actually informed by my parents that before the 1979 revolution, there were actually flights between Iran and Israel. And apparently, it would take something between 2 to 3 hours.
I mean, that's a clear sign of the relationship breakdown. Are your mum and dad in Tehran?
Yes, they are.
So let's talk a bit more about Iran. Tell me about what life is like there and how big the country is.
Well, Iran is actually a very, very big country. I think it's in the top 20 largest countries by area. It has a population of just over 85 million. And it has a very rich history and tradition. And life at the moment in Iran is actually quite bizarre. I haven't been for many, many years because I'm banned from visiting as a BBC journalist. But my family still lives there. My friends still live there. And pretty much since the economic sanctions imposed by the West came in the mid-2000s, once the Iranian nuclear program became a major controversial global issue, life has actually changed for the worse there, because Iran is actually a very sort of naturally wealthy country. you know, economic problems usually were not a massive issue for most people who live in urban areas in big cities. But it's basically become much, much worse now because of the international sanctions imposed on Iran, and the country has become really, really isolated. And there's a young generation and population born and raised on social media and on the internet who do not agree with the sort of very strict version of fundamentalist Shia Islam imposed by the regime in Iran.
Iran has lots of allies across the Middle East, including Syria, the armed group Hezbollah in Lebanon, the Houthis in Yemen, and Hamas. That's the group that's at war with Israel, and it's called a terrorist organization by many Western governments. Israel is much smaller than Iran, and it's quite isolated in the region, although it does have big allies like the US, UK, and France. So, Cheyenne, who is more powerful, Iran or Israel?
Well, it's actually really difficult to say because Israel is actually a wealthier country. It has access to much more modern and much better technology and also military equipment. It buys most of its military equipment from powerful Western countries, including the United States. But as you say, it is a small country with a small population. Iran is a major country with a massive population and also has many, many proxies in the region. So while Israel has much better military equipment, Iran has a bigger size and also a bigger population, and also expands its influence across the region.
Israel also has nuclear weapons. What about Iran's nuclear weapons?
There's no evidence at the moment that Iran does have nuclear weapons, but there is some evidence that they might actually have a secret nuclear program.
How does what is happening right now between Israel and Iran link to the conflict in Gaza?
Well, it directly links to it because Iran has been the clerical establishment in Iran has been talking about destroying Israel for years and years and years and years. And at the same time, Israel has made absolutely no secret of wanting to see the Islamic Republic, the ruling regime in Iran, gone. So from the moment that the 7 October attack happened in Israel, Iran was completely supportive of it. It actually one of the very few countries in the world that supported that attack. Even some of the countries in the Middle East denounced that attack, but Iran did not. And Iran actually has a very close relationship with Hamas. Not only provides it with arms, but also with money and funds. Iran has been completely supporting Hamas in its effort to basically fight a war against Israel. At the same time, Israel sees the October 7 attack and also everything that's been happening since as a result of the support and funding provided to Hamas by Iran.
Cheyenne, how dangerous is this moment for the wider world? I mean, what happens next?
Very dangerous. Nobody, I think, wants to see a direct conflict between Iran and Israel. And that's why there's been efforts going on since the weekend to calm things down and de-escalate. Iranians have said very publicly that the attack that we saw over the weekend has concluded and they have no plans for any other attacks against Israel unless, in their words, there's a response from Israel, in which case they might launch another attack.
Has Israel said it's going to respond?
Well, Israel has been mulling over what it should do. There was a war cabinet yesterday in Israel led by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. At the same time, he has been talking directly to President Biden and to Western allies. The view from Western allies so far has been that Israel basically should not respond and should, you know, it has basically won this direct battle between the two sides because it has sustained not much damage at all. But Israelis are thinking about it. And whether they want or they do want or they don't want a response, we don't know yet. We'll find out soon.
Cheyenne, thank you so much for coming on the podcast to explain what is a really complicated story happening in the Middle East. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for listening. I hope you've got a clearer picture now of what's happening between Iran and Israel. If you do want to know more, there is loads of information on the BBC News website. I am Hannah Gelbart, and we will be back tomorrow with a brand new episode of What in the World from the BBC World Service. I hope to see you then. Bye.